Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up, everybody? It's JP from the Junkies. It is our Junkies 25th anniversary podcast, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes-Auville, our Junkies 25th anniversary podcast presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. Each week throughout the year, we're revisiting some of our favorite memories in Junkies history. The podcast gets released after the morning show on Thursdays, and today we're looking back at one of the historic botches on the show during one of the game shows that we play.
It's a big one.
Roy Indiana Jones. And before we even get to that, Cakes,
yeah,
let's go all the way back. We've been doing Game Show Wednesday for 25 years. And the reason was we went from a weekend show to five nights a week, and we didn't know how we were going to fill five nights.
Yeah, we needed some we needed content, to be honest.
Yeah, we needed to add segments.
And we came up with a format which we've stuck with for 25 years in one of our rare meetings. We got offered the gig to replace the Grease Man at Night.
Yep.
And we were like, well, now what are we going to do? We had pushed it to, I think, 8 hours on the weekends doing Saturdays and Sundays. But it was like, we're going from eight to five nights a week. We got to come up with some content. And we came up with Game Show Wednesday. I'd say it was kind of inspired by Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Because the Don and Mike show did low-budget Jeopardy.
Yeah, right. They did Honk for Cash. I mean, they had
they did a bunch of games.
Billion game shows. We just figured, you know what?
Yeah, we'll just bite. Let's bite off of them.
Radio is super derivative, so we'll copy from some of, you know, the legendary guys in the market in Don and Mike. And hence Game Show Wednesday was born, Open Line Thursday. Those are like tentpole attractions to our show that have lasted 20-plus years.
Yeah, and when it came to the games, the other thing is, this is, you know, inside radio, but we get these sales sheets that say, hey, we have these prizes to give away.
Always need prizes for the game shows.
Right. Yes. And so we have prizes to give away. So we started coming up with games. The first one was Junkardy, which was just a version of Jeopardy. And then we slowly but surely started adding games over the years to mix it up.
And going way back, to we would give away like our own like personal items, like on the, we were so low budget, like we had, you know, what giveaways we were given from whatever, you know, outlets, you know, it wasn't
usually restaurants or bars
through the radio station. Like I remember sending out a book that had a ripped off cover to a listener like 25 plus years ago, that a book that was ruined in my car in a snowstorm, but I promised it to this listener, so I was like, I'm gonna send it to him even though it's damaged and it's missing its cover. I did that 20 plus years ago.
Well, yeah, we didn't even have a right. Like, you should have a promo department taking care of that, but we were doing it on our own on the weekends.
Yeah.
All right, EB, you're there. You're with us now?
Mr. Bickle.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I just want to interrupt you. Are you guys on the Zoom? I want to jump in on the Zoom.
We're not on the Zoom.
No. Oh. We're Zoomless.
Okay.
We're Zoomless.
But all right, so let's get to
but
the...
But there is a circular saw in the background from time to time.
They're making a guest appearance.
Anyway, back to the game show. So Missing Link is something we came up with. you know, years later. I think we started with Junkerty, and we slowly started expanding it to Junkie Shootout and Name That Hurting. We started coming up with – we did crazy cards for a while where we'd, like, read the back of our baseball cards.
Yeah. Mike Rizzo loves that game, by the way. He's a big fan of what guys do on the back of their baseball cards.
Personally, I think all of the games are pretty awful, but people do love playing along. And, yeah. and I don't know if it's they just love playing along or they also just love prizes.
What percentage
are calling in? What percentage are just enjoying trying to guess?
And by the way, I'm stunned by how the prize pigs get in so frequently, because I remember like listening to radio as a kid and trying to call in for prizes when I was like 12 or 13 years old. And I would never, ever get through. It was like impossible. But it seems like Mike the banker just picks up his phone and calls, and boom, he's like in every like third game show that we do over the past 20 years.
Yeah, these guys are pros. I mean, because we could do a game show at 6:45 and Keith from Laurel's going to get in, and we could do it at 9:45 and Keith from Laurel's going to get in. It's amazing.
Yeah, I wonder, do they have like special phones, or are they just diehards and they just know how to do it?
I think they're wired
contest
in.
Contest people have those phones? Like they know how to like make multiple calls to get in?
Maybe. I think they're wired. They know when we're going to give away the stuff, and they just get in quick, and they think it's easy. They think the questions are easy because they listen to every minute of the show.
But Missing Link is a personal favorite of mine because I do think as a listener you play along and try and figure it out. And so for those that don't know Missing Link, it would be like this. Anderson blank cup.
Right, Cooper Cup.
Right. It actually makes sense.
And that's because it connects both sides. Right. It connects Anderson to Cooper, and Cooper connects to Cup. What we have here is a clip during our Junkies 25th anniversary podcast of Cakes coming up with what he thought was a missing link, but it's clearly a botch.
Roy Johnson Roy Williams Jones.
He doesn't know it.
Indiana.
Hold on, slow down.
Roy Indiana.
Who's Roy Indiana?
Indiana Jones, stupid. You ever heard of him?
That's the biggest botch ever. Right.
And here's the thing. I was so dialed in on the second half of the missing link of the Indiana Jones part.
Yeah.
I was so
proud of it. You were thinking about the first half.
I was so proud of it that I completely spaced on the first half, like you said. Like, Roy Indiana Jones... It makes no sense.
But you thought we were so stupid that we didn't know Indiana Jones, but we were trying to track the Roy Indiana part.
Yeah. I think my exact quote was, Indiana Jones, you ever heard of him?
Yeah, stupid.
Indiana
you said,
Jones,
stupid.
You ever heard of him? But I completely botched the first half, and I made myself look spectacularly stupid in the process.
Right. It was very funny.
That was an iconic moment. But as I've said many, many times, and JP's mentioned this too, my favorite game is What Would You Do for the Junks? And I think at some point we should replay some of those segments.
Yeah. You're only angling for it in the podcast?
That's probably the least favorite game of Chris Kynard, our boss.
Do you remember what was the best gift we got for that? Do you remember?
I mean... I think people would give us, like, Redskins tickets.
Yeah, we've got some crazy stuff.
Yeah, like golf clubs. I mean, we got great stuff. Free car washes. We would pay free meals. People would just bribe us.
I think that one went better. Actually, Cakes, to correct you, I think that CK, who's now our program director and boss, used to be an intern and producer on the show, his least favorite was reverse Junkie Shootout.
Okay.
Where we would flip the script and have
they would ask us the
try
questions.
And stump us with three questions in a row. And they would ask the most inane, obscure, dumb questions.
Well, that was our excuse for not knowing the answers.
Right.
We would grill the questions.
We always shifted the rules.
Yeah, but we would always brief them and say, look, you can't ask us who led the American League in doubles in 1958.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just too stupid. We really tried to make it easy. For us.
I mean, they got to be, semi-legit questions.
And I want to say,
willing to play that again, though.
Like, in the last 5 years, I want to say, the dynamic that the Game Show Wednesday has taken on in the last 5 years or so is that you can't get the games right. You can never find the sweet spot. The games are either too difficult and you get goofed on for that, or they're too easy.
You don't think we have the perfect game?
And you're teeing it up for the listeners, and it's the game's over in 2 minutes, and you still need to fill that 20-minute segment or 15-minute segment.
I think Junkie Shootout fills the bill.
Yeah, I like Junkie Shootout.
It's a pain in the butt to prepare.
Not really. You just pull up a website, and you can just grab questions from a website.
Well, I don't usually do that.
Right, or you just use a completely subjective like topic, like what's a better song, "Last Resort" by Papa Roach, or "Hungry Like the Wolf" by Duran Duran?
Yeah, just make them fitty questions.
Yeah,
right. That's probably your best time filler, and also somewhat enjoyable, I would say.
I remember shows where we would do like multiple segments of Junkies Trivia.
We might even have done.
I think we did it for an entire show.
No, we never did it for the entire show, but we used to do it for an hour at night. Yeah. And Jeremy Coleman, who was our first program director, he once suggested, hey, why don't you guys try and do that for an entire show? That would have taken an immense amount of prep and would have gotten monotonous. Yeah.
Correct. But
the idea was is that people would just nonstop call.
Oh, yeah.
People do like to be sort of challenged. You know, as long as it's easy, like if you're like me and like Jeopardy's too hard, but you get angry and you don't watch. But if it's got to be a certain level of where you feel like you can get some of them.
It's a tried and true formula. People like to play along in their cars. We like to compete against either each other or the listeners that call in. And it's something that's still one of the cornerstones, I would guess, of the show 20 plus years later.
What's one game that we compete against each other the most?
I think name that hurting. Name that I think.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Or what about when we each pair up with a listener and then we try to beat
each
other?
Oh, yeah, password.
Password, I think.
Yeah, password. We all that's man on man there. Man be man.
You know what we can always bring back?
Mm.
The backwards name game.
No, I hate that game.
Ederef Sugg. You don't know who that is.
Gus Frerotte,
get out of here.
That's the only one I know.
The super low-hanging fruit.
That is a classic. Anyway, that was the Roy Indiana Jones botch by Cakes.
It's a good
which
one.
Which I think harkens back to, was that the HFS years?
Could have been.
I can't even remember. It might have been even before that.
No, each week, we
I'm
are going to look
sure
back.
We were in Fairfax.
It's all gray. It's all
each
very
week,
gray.
We're going to look back at some of these favorite memories in Junkies history. The podcasts get released after the morning show on Thursdays. It's all brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for those in uniform and those who are not. Apply today at PenFed.org to receive any advertised product. You must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.